Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, turning and burning, baby. You heard the announcement, the promo there, the legal ID sounder, Travis Kelce Appreciation Day, 8-7, the hell with my birthday. Doesn't matter. Now when you got Travis Kelce in town going maybe for his last ride of the NFL career, so it should be a fun day. And then tomorrow, Denny Matthews Appreciation Day.
That's right.
Friend of ours getting married, met him at
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dayton Moore's wonderful event at Top Golf the other month. And man, he was like, I want to go to Vegas.
He didn't say that.
No, he did not. No. You guys ever been to Vegas? I'd love to go with you. I'm like, Denny, no, I'm kidding. No, we're going to do that in studio tomorrow. Denny Matthews will be with us from about 8:15 until about 10 o'clock in the morning. Uh-huh. So the rest of the show tomorrow, we'll have Ned Yost. We'll have George Brett, Gene Watson, Steve Stewart, and Ryan LaFever.
Yes!
All people that have been around Denny Matthews' life. He's been around their life. He's been around your life. We will give you all time to call in and let him know what he means to you, because I know there's a lot of you that have had that moment with, whether it may be your mother, your father, your brother, your cousin, your friend, wherever you were. I always remember coming home from the golf course at Bent Oak back in the day in Oak Grove, and every time we left, because we golfed so early in the morning, when we left the golf course, it'd be about 12:30, and it's a beautiful day here in Kansas City as the Royals take on the Red Sox. You know, it was always Denny in my car, still to this day. I love hearing that man's voice call Royals games. So he'll be in studio tomorrow from 8:15 to 10 a.m. It'll be fun to listen to him. Plus, Ben Maller will be here tomorrow as well, or be on the show tomorrow as well. Yep. So we're loaded up, ready to go.
Yeah, and if you want to leave a message for Denny and you can't call in, you can do so on the Odyssey app. It's real easy. It just says, like, leave voice message up there, you know, and you can leave something like this.
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
Yeah, just leave something like that.
But I didn't know
Denny.
That existed. That is terrifying.
You could leave that for Denny. But seriously, I mean, he's getting married, and so we're celebrating him tomorrow, and we want you guys to be part of it because, you know, everybody who lives in Kansas City has been in the car with Denny Matthews at some point in their lives. Now, he may not know that, but to let him know how many people love him and how many people are excited that he's finally found true love, and him and Amy are going to get hitched at the Kauffman Stadium Crown Club, and we're going to have a lot of fun with the wedding and, you know, do all that. I think it's great. I love it. I love this thing so much. I'm so excited for tomorrow to celebrate with Denny and just to see Denny's reaction when all the people that call in and talk about how great he is and what kind of impact he's had on their lives. I think it's going to be great for him to hear the impact that he's had on you guys for these last 50 years.
I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. It is a Wednesday, so we have our Fesco and Dusty poll question on the Fan 965. We asked the question for the Fesco and Dusty poll question, do you like or agree with the Trey Smith contract that dropped yesterday? There's been 160 votes in. 88.1% say yes. I figured this would get 90 percentile. I wanted to make sure it would get 90 percentile. And I think that's where we're headed. 11.9% say no. Mm-hmm. And Matt can kind of nail why they might have said no, because it's not a premier position. And they've now signed a guard, a center, a kicker, and a linebacker in the middle of the defense. All the big contracts or two contracts. It's not left tackle. It's not quarterback. It's not wide receiver. But again, those contracts will be coming because you have Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy. So I'm interested, guys. As we go through and do our top 10 most important Chiefs, because we kind of talked about it yesterday and we got on this topic of, you know, Harrison Butker, is he on the list? And I think we're all three going to have him on this list. I think all of our lists will be different, but Bob, you hold supreme superiority on this show. So why don't you give us your top 10 important Chiefs?
Okay, I went with who I think are the most important Chiefs, but also who I believe the team has told us are the most important Chiefs as well. And it starts with Patrick Mahomes. I think we can all be in agreement. Patrick Mahomes is the most important player in Kansas City and in Kansas City history, for that matter. 2 through 10 goes like this, and obviously we'll have debate and conversation about all of this, which is good. Number 2 for me, oh, I thought you stopped the music. I was like, why'd you stop the music? Travis Kelce at number 2, Chris Jones at number 3, Trey Smith 4, Creed Humphrey 5, Butker 6, Rice 7, Bolton 8, Trent McDuffie 9, George Karlaftis 10. The pattern that I used was who has signed, who have they committed money to, who do they believe that's valuable? Because we keep saying, oh, not premier positions. Maybe for them, middle linebacker is a premier position on their defense. Maybe for them, keeping the best kicker in the history of the game is a premier position
for them.
Who's
8, 9, and 10 for you again?
Bolton, Trent McDuffie, George Karlaftis. It's all the guys that they've committed to and the two that they're getting ready to commit to, and Rashee Rice, because once he went down last year, that offense changed dramatically.
So
right?
just to recap, you have Mahomes, Kelce, Jones,
right?
Trey Smith, Humphrey, Butker,
right?
Rice, Bolton, McDuffie, Karlaftis.
That's right.
All right.
Yep. Who do you have?
So I went with like current roster of who I think is important to this team moving forward as of today.
Okay.
I went with Mahomes number 1.
It's funny how we had a kind of a different view on how we did that. I like that.
I have Chris Jones at number 2.
Okay.
Number 3, I have a question mark because that's left tackle. Somebody got to step up, man. And that's a very important position because that's what plagued this team last year. That's what gives Patrick Mahomes time. And the rest of the names on the list follow suit. Number 4 is Rashee Rice for me. That's your yak guy. That's your guy you want to see the ball go down the field. You want to see Mahomes get those numbers. You want to see that offense come back again. You want to see if this offensive line is ready to lock up and ready to go. Well, Rashee Rice, if that is the case, then Rashee Rice is going to be a very impactful, important person on this roster. Number 5, Travis Kelce. Number 6, Harrison Butker. He shrinks the field. He's your Wade Davis, as somebody said yesterday. He gives you 3 points immediately when you cross midfield. Number 7, I have McDuffie. Number 8, I have Creed Humphrey. Number 9, I have Xavier Worthy. That's your deep ball. You want to see Mahomes get loose? That's the guy there. And number 10, I have Trey Smith.
Nice.
Mac, who do you have?
I've got Mahomes, number 1. Chris Jones, number 2. Trip McDuffie, number 3, is the best corner in the league, and I think he's just as Jones is the captain of that front 7. This defense is not the same as last few years without number 22. Number four, I've got Creed. He's the captain of that front five. He's orchestrating who's blocking who. Rashee Rice is the new Travis Kelce. That's why he's number five. He's going to be the engine of this offense. Number six, Trey Smith. He's a top three or top four right guard in the game. He's a big part of this run game, and we're going to see a lot of, hopefully a lot more of that this year. Nick Bolton, number seven. Number eight is Josh Simmons. He has to hit. He's a first-round pick. They've missed on high picks before. They cannot miss on a guy at a premier position like left tackle, especially the way they've paid their right guard and center now. Number nine, Harrison Butker. And number 10, Travis Kelce.
Okay. So we all kind of have the same people on the list, just in a little bit of a different order.
Yeah, I don't have Karloftis, I think, is the one that I didn't have for me.
I don't have Karloftis, and I don't have Bolton.
Yeah. And I don't have the...
And I guess I could have put Bolton tackle, if I didn't put left tackle, but I look of importance, man. Like,
yeah, I got Josh Simmons on there, too.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, and I guess I kind of left that spot out because I don't know who is going to be that spot. Let me ask
does
you
it
this.
Matter,
does
it matter, though?
To me, it does not matter. Yeah, Josh Simmons is it.
That's why I say
Kalen Moore is here or not.
Whoever it is, Moore, Simmons, Nixon 5.
Right.
I don't care who's on that left side.
And the left tackle for the Chiefs, Mike Brown.
Kelce was high on the list for both of you guys.
Yeah, I think he's just such an important piece to the puzzle. I really do.
He's fifth. I mean, he's middle
top
of the road.
Top five, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's reasons for that. He's important because if he's in the middle of the field distracting other people, then Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown are getting open.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all a web, man. Like, everybody on that offense is so important to the next guy. That's why, for me, I put Rashee Rice down there because once he went down, the whole dynamic of the offense changed last year, right? It didn't allow Xavier Worthy to be what Rashee Rice was the year prior, and that was a rookie for the first 11 games of the season. All of a sudden, now he's thrust into it because Rice and Brown are both done for the year, and so now you got a rookie and Watson leading the way, right? So you've got the opportunity there for Rice to be a big impact player this year because I think he was headed that way last year, and he was in his rookie year. Mm-hmm. A sidebar question on all this. You guys both had the left tackle on there. Are we going to allow the left tackle to be good, or is it all going to be just criticism for this left tackle, regardless of what he does? Because sometimes we fall into that trap as fans, like Juwan Taylor, and that's kind of why I bring that up. Juwan Taylor is a really good football player. He has a hard time staying on sides from time to time. Other than that, the guy is a really good football player, but there's a lot of folks out there who don't want and won't allow Juwan Taylor to be good. Same thing with Eric Fisher, man. Like, Eric Fisher at the beginning was not good, but became a good player. Like, guys can become good players.
Here's something for you. If Juwan Taylor's good, we won't know it.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking left tackle. Are we going to allow that guy, whoever it is, to be good and accept the fact that he's good, or is it going to be a very harsh criticism, regardless of what
he does? We'll find out week two how good he is.
We'll find out week one.
I mean, yeah, Khalil Mack and Nick Bosa week one.
Yeah.
Week one.
I mean,
Nick Bosa's not there.
Not there anymore? Or Joey Bosa.
Joey Bosa's not there either. He's in Buffalo.
Really?
Yes. Joey Bosa's a Buffalo Bill.
Wow.
Look it up.
I missed that.
I missed that one, too.
And he got hurt right when he went there.
Joey Bosa?
Yes. He's in Buffalo.
Okay. Wow. That's insane.
When the hell did that happen?
Like 3 months ago.
That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this next month is for me on a couple of those guys where it's like, oh, forgot that. Oh, that guy's there. Yeah. Yeah.
Bosa's in Buffalo, dude.
So Khalil Mack.
Cool. But then you get Philadelphia at home in front of that crowd.
Yeah, those first eight quarters, though, man.
Boy, that left tackle, let's chew up.
Oh, yeah, especially if he doesn't play well in Brazil. I tell you what, man, if this left tackle goes out there and gets Mahomes killed,
I need to take his job.
Mahomes, M-A-H-O-L-M-E-S.
Oh,
if you're a Chiefs fan and you're still spelling it that way, are you really a Chiefs fan?
Notable note from our list, nobody had Isaiah Pacheco on your list.
No, he's a running back. He
may not even be the number one running back by week.
Probably won't
even
be here next year, so yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Anyways, we go to the other side. We get into some over-unders, some quarterback talk, and some NFC division talk as well with odds on the other side of maybe the pond where you'll play somebody in the Super Bowl because it's always the Chiefs versus, well, it's been San Francisco and Philadelphia. We'll talk about the NFC on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into a show on a Wednesday that we call Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well here on 96.5 The Fan. Matt McMullen, Chiefs Insider, will join us at 9 o'clock today to talk all things Trey Smith, Trent McDuffie, Kansas City Chiefs, how excited he is for St. Joe.
Oh, he loves the dorms.
Yeah.
He loves it.
But don't forget, today is National Hot Dog Day.
Did Binkley text you on that one?
No, actually, I saw it on X. Celebrate National Hot Dog Day with 5-cent hot dogs. Nathan's original hot dog price from 1916. Today, 7:16 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check to see your location is participating with the link below. We'll see you for lunch. And then Joey Chestnut quote tweeted it.
Which place is doing this? Nathan's is doing it?
I don't know if we have
Nathan's here. That sounds like something that's in a food court at a mall.
Could you imagine if Costco did 5-cent tacos or 5-cent hot dogs?
Oh, they'd never shut down. I mean, people would be lined up around the block. I mean,
what is it, $1.25?
$1.50, baby. $1.50. Yeah.
And never change. Joey Chestnut quote tweeted and said, it's a good day to be a hot dog lover. Another bad day to be a hot dog.
Oh, God. What a turn. I mean, would you rather hang out with Joey Chestnut or this guy?
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
Well, I've technically already hung out with Joey Chestnut.
Costco is unbelievable because when the price of hot dogs was going up, they made their own. They said, you know, we're keeping it at $1.50. We're going to produce our own hot dog now. And so they have their own house, Kirkland brand now, to keep that price down at $1.50 for everybody. So good job out of Costco.
Love it.
Also, good job out of Jimmy Graham. They finished that an Arctic row.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They finished in a little over 10 days rowing 584 nautical miles. Jeez. And we talked about this yesterday. Jimmy Graham basically left Norway and sailed up to some other Norway and slumped it on or something or wherever the hell he went. But Jimmy Graham, Andrew Tropp, Hannah Huppy, and John Huppy broke the previous record of a team of four of 15 days. They beat it by 5 days.
Yeah, you have Jimmy Graham out there.
Set the record by 5 days, not 1/10 of a second.
Jeez.
Okay, 5 days they beat this record. And so they say more people have been on the moon than have done this Arctic challenge. And so congratulations to Jimmy Graham. They set off July 4th and they arrived on July 14th, 18 months of training for this thing.
John Heyman out here doing the Lord's work for you, Mr. Fesco.
Yeah.
3 minutes ago, the swing off participants were predetermined by the teams, set a day in advance. Travel plans impacted starters' ability to participate.
That's what some people are saying. And, okay. and you know, Ben Maller told me, and we'll talk to him tomorrow, that Dave Roberts, I guess, said something after the game of like, yeah, we just kind of looked around and saw this guy standing over here. Is like, get out there and do it. So I think Major League Baseball wants you to believe that the, you know, that it was determined ahead of time. But I don't know that I'll read you the exact text from Maller. MLB claimed they were predetermined before the game. However, Dave Roberts pretty much expressed that was not the case. He said the guy from the Marlins found out right before. So which is it? Did they predetermine or find out right before?
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
I don't know if I want that to happen. Anyways, so yesterday we did like the, you know, pick one over the other. This one I'm going to give you guys odds for division winners, and I just want to ask you who you have winning the NFC divisions, and then I'll tell you what their odds are. So we will start with the NFC North, maybe the best division in football, one of the toughest divisions in football. Yeah. Who do you have winning this division?
Vikings.
Okay.
I'm going with the Vikings. I like the Vikings in this one, man. I'm going with Minnesota. I don't know what to expect out of Detroit. I'm not a believer in Visa MasterCard coaching the Bears and his quarterback. And
Ben Johnson?
Yeah, Green Bay to me just isn't there. So I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings on this one.
Mac, who do you have one in the NFC North?
Wow, so you like J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, I like the unknown better than the known of Caleb Williams. I'll tell you that, right? I think Caleb Williams sucks.
That's fine. There's still two other teams with good quarterbacks.
Yeah, and they lost their offensive and defensive coordinators. I think that's going to be...
I agree.
I think that's big, and I'm just not a believer in the big step back by Jordan Love last year.
Yeah, it was. He was hurt. I'm going to go with the Packers, and I trust in Jordan Love that he'll be back fully healthy.
MVP candidate.
They drafted a number one wide receiver. They haven't had one of those. They've had 6-2s, but they finally have a number one. Hopefully, that defense is another year better. I think the Vikings and Lions might miss the playoffs. I'm not booking that, but that's where I'm leaning
Right. So Detroit is the favorite to win the division at plus 135. Mm-hmm. Second best odds are the Green Bay Packers at plus 260. Third best odds are Minnesota at plus 360, and the Bears are at plus 450. I think this is a year in which it's probably Detroit's for one more run. They still have the offensive stars on that team. They haven't really had to, you know, pay a ton of people, get rid of anybody. They still have Montgomery. They still have Gibbs. They still have Brown. They still have Laporta, Williams. All that's still there for Dan Campbell not to really screw it up too bad if he doesn't have to lean on his coordinators. Whereas Minnesota, there could be no Jordan Addison for three games. You have J.J. McCarthy, but Kevin O'Connell's a that dude's a G, man.
The dude's a quarterback whisperer, yeah. Man. Next to Andy Reid, he may be the best quarterback coach in the NFL.
But
right
I
now.
Do think, if I had to be honest with you, I think this division will come down between Detroit and Chicago. I think that they've done enough to help out Caleb Williams. I think they have a good, competent coach in there with Caleb Williams. He did the thing that, like, we always hate. We wanted to see Mahomes play right away. Ben Johnson was like, you know what? I'm going to wait until the situation's right, until I know that I'm ready. And now he's ready. And if he's not, then it's just classic Chicago.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, they did a lot for Caleb Williams. Well, tell us you kind of what they think about Caleb Williams. All right, we need 10 other guys around this guy to prop him up.
That's one angle. The other angle is we really believe in this guy, and we're going to put all our resources in making sure that he comes out.
I think they have to because of the Mitch Trubisky, the failures.
He's the number one overall pick. Yeah, they have to.
I mean, yes. Like they've swung and missed at so many quarterbacks.
Trubisky went second overall.
Yeah.
But Caleb Williams is the number one overall pick.
I think they would have been okay with a new coach going, yeah, maybe we don't want this quarterback. You know, he was the pass regime. Maybe we'll give you an opportunity. Number one, there's no quarterbacks to draft. And number two, if the Mitch Trubisky failure and Patrick Mahomes success thing didn't happen, I think the Bears would probably look at this maybe a little bit differently. And then they had the Justin Fields failure up there in Chicago. So they need to make this quarterback have success is what I'm getting at.
Do you know who the statistically the best quarterback is for the Chicago Bears franchise?
Statistically speaking, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go with Mitch Trubisky.
Jay Cutler.
Hell yeah. Jay. Yeah.
I love Jay Cutler.
They've never had a 4,000-yard pass for the Bears.
Ever.
I mean, the Bears have never had a good quarterback. Let's just call it what it is. They haven't.
Sexy Rexy. Come on now. Yeah. Gator, baby. Played the Super Bowl.
He did. You're not wrong about that. But like the Chicago Bears, they've been around 100 years, and they've had no quarterback.
You go to the NFC. Go ahead. What
I was going to say real quick, on the Lions, they did lose Frank Ragnow and Kevin Zeitler. So not only did they lose their guru, Ben Johnson, they lost two of their best offensive linemen. So
that's huge. That may be bigger than losing, you know, Lane Johnson.
They also get Aiden Hutchinson back this year as well.
Yeah, huge. Yeah, it's big, obviously.
The secondary is healthy again.
But those are two big. You're right, Mac. Those are two large losses on the offensive side of the football.
And I know you don't like Ben Johnson, but he had them fake fumbling and throwing to offensive. Like, they were having fun. They were doing whatever they wanted to do.
I don't know anything about him. I don't praise assistant coaches as great head coaches. We have seen way too many of these losers fail.
Mm. NFC East, where there hasn't been the same winner 2 years in a row in 20 years. It's crazy. And the team that leads the way has a negative in front of their odds. But guys, who wins the NFC East?
I'm only picking Washington because it has to be a different team.
By default?
That's the only reason I'm picking Washington. Because you're right. The last 20 years, it's been that's unbelievable. In this day and age in the NFL, where you're playing with only four teams in a division, there hasn't been a repeat winner in 20 years in the NFC East.
What's more impressive, that there hasn't been an NFC East repeat in 20 years in this day and age NFL, or the fact that the Chiefs are about to win their 10th consecutive AFC West?
Both are equally impressive, I think, really. Yeah, are equally impressive. It also goes to
it
show
is
you.
Both.
Yeah. It also goes to show you what a big fraud Jerry Jones and Dallas are. Like, they can't even win that division.
Barnaby?
And everybody
who's
wants
having
to
sex with Jerry
put
Jones?
This guy up on the. Oh, look at this. The Cowboys are so good. So I'm going to go Washington just because it's got to be somebody different in the NFC East, and I'm not ready to say the Giants, even though Jackson Dart's knocking people off of jet skis.
Hello, America.
Yeah, give me Philly. I'll go with the repeat. They'll break the streak.
Philly's going to do it this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, I'm going with Washington as well.
Philly hangover, bro.
I'm going to go with Washington. I want to go with Dallas, but again, there hasn't been a repeat, so I don't want to pick Philly. They've been repeating this
the last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
We've missed that. It hasn't been football season.
Yes. That's always Jerry Jones season, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. But no, I like Washington. They really revamped their team after being very successful. I know the thought of the sophomore slump is there. But let's look at it the way it is. Philadelphia, now you're in the Chiefs category. Target's on your back.
Can you handle it? Because when the target was on their back and they were 10-1, they melted like the Wicked Witch of the East.
You like that, Chiefs fans? Cowboys, not a chance. They are plus 600. Nobody wants the Giants. Nobody wants to take a flyer. No one takes to throw a dart on Dart. Mm-mm. After he knocked his buddy off a Sea-Doo from about 58 yards away.
I mean, nailed uphill. that dude. It was awesome. It was so cool.
It was really cool. It was sick. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty tight.
That's fun.
Washington plus 225. Dallas plus 600, the Giants plus 3,000.
Plus 3,000 to win the division? Well, that, I mean, that's good money right there, though.
No one's won it twice in a year. You got a 1-3 shot to win it. And then Philadelphia minus 145 to win the NFC East. We move on to the NFC West, everyone's favorite division. San Francisco, Los Angeles, Arizona, Seattle. Who say you guys?
I'm going to go with the Rams on this one. I like the coach quarterback combination. In my opinion, that's the best one in the NFC West. And so I'm going to go with Sean McVay, and I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford. Kind of their American pie as well. Their senior year, I kind of feel like with Matthew Stafford,
37.
One last kind of go around on all this. So I'm going to go with them. And who's older, McVay or Stafford? And I'm being serious. Stafford. With that. Stafford may be older than McVay.
I think McVay is like 35.
Well, he was 30. I feel like he was 35.
I feel like he's a couple years older.
Is he 40 now?
Yeah.
I don't think he's quite 40.
39.
Yeah, he's not 40
yet. He'll be 40 in January.
Yeah, so I love that quarterback. I love Sean McVay. I think that's the team to win the West this year.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think that defense was really good and young last year with the defensive rookie of the year in Jared Verse. I think they get another year better, too, but the Niners right on their back.
Yeah, I just love what Stafford has as options at receiver. I mean, he has Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams, and then behind him, he has Kyren Williams.
I know that I'm hard.
Very much so. If you ever going to stack fantasy people, the Rams are a very stackable team. You could have three guys on your team all on the Rams because you could take Puka, you could take Kyren Williams in the second, you could probably get Devontae Adams in the third, and that might be a stretch. I bet his ADP is much lower than that. Sorry to be a nerd for a second there. But, man, why do I want to take Arizona?
Oh, he's back.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Kyler Lover.
I know, but it's like.
He's sucking you back in.
But it's also like Marvin Harrison Jr.
I know. You like Marvin, and you like the black uniforms with the white helmet.
And I feel like Marvin can make a quarterback better. And you look.
Well, he doesn't have much to work with.
We met McBride, too. He was great.
Right.
Great guy.
McBride's fantastic.
Yes.
Thanks for the hat.
Yeah, seriously.
You look at what Marvin Harrison can do. Like, Justin Jefferson has made quarterbacks better. And if Marvin Harrison Jr. is this prophet that a lot of people think he can be, maybe he can elevate Kyler Murray. I mean, Kyler Murray is athletic enough to make things work in this day and age of the NFL. It's just, can he do it?
Does he want to be that quarterback either? I think Kyler, to me, I don't know. My perception is he might, but I mean, it is what it is, right? He's playing the video games, doing all that kind of stuff. You know, your perception is everything when you're the quarterback in the NFL. You can't make those type. I don't even want to call him a mistake. He's a kid. He's playing video games, but the football fan takes it the wrong way.
You know? The number one odds in the NFC West per ESPN, and this is what we're looking at. ESPN has the San Francisco 49ers as the number one seed in this team at plus 150. The Rams at plus 175. So it's close.
It's really close.
I feel like you should flip those just for, you know, maybe just for educational sakes. And then Arizona plus 450 and the Seahawks plus 550. So, I don't know. The Seahawks are kind of an enigma, right? Like, they have JSN outside.
I really like
they
him.
Got Cooper Kupp outside.
I'm off on
they got
him.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah. The way Sam Darnold ended the year, I think, has turned a lot of
people
off.
And he's away from your guy.
And he's away from the quarterback whisperer, man. Yes. I think that's a huge deal. I don't even know who coaches Seattle, let alone if he's a quarterback coach.
What's a bigger deal, Sam Darnold away from Kevin O'Connell or Ben Johnson away from Dan Campbell?
I think it's both again, but I mean,
I think it's the first one,
Darnold and O'Connell.
Yeah. I do too. I think Sam Darnold turns back into, you know,
the pumpkin.
Yeah. I know Matt likes him a lot, but
part of that reason was because of the situation though, was because I felt like with O'Connell, with a number one, he can be that guy. I don't know if he has that now.
O'Connell may be, I'm going to use this term, but I don't mean it like that. Like the next Andy Reid, the next mainstay long-term coach that is with an organization forever, you know, because eventually Tomlin's going
to
leave.
You could put him with Andy Reid, but you could put him with guys that are similar, like McVay, guys like LaFleur.
But I think he coaches longer than all of those guys. I just feel like he's going to be that old school coach in 30 years. Yeah. When Mac is doing the show and we're retired, Dusty, like he's going to be talking about Kevin O'Connell. And he goes, I remember when I was in my 20s and I liked this guy. And now look what he's doing. He's on a second go-around.
I don't know.
I don't know, but Dusty created that.
That's not me.
It's him.
Everybody
that's
likes true. My impersonation.
And you do it to yourself, too.
It's Mini Bink.
Yeah, Mini Bink. But I do. I think, like, if I'm looking at the landscape of coaches right now in 20 years, which coach I think is still going to be around coaching team, I think it's going to be Kevin O'Connell.
Love it.
May not
love
be it. Minnesota because yeah. Andy didn't, you know, obviously in two places it happens, but I think in 20 years, in 2045, right, I think Kevin O'Connell is still a coach in the NFL. I don't know that anybody else coaching today still is in the NFL, but I feel like he's going to turn so many quarterbacks into superstars. People are going to be like, this is the next guy.
NFC South, Mac's favorite division in the NFC.
I don't think there's any debate here, right? I
mean, you really don't think there's debate?
I don't. I think it's really? Tampa, and I don't think there's anybody else.
Okay.
So I would take Atlanta. I like what Atlanta has to offer. I look at Tampa Bay as like a team that is kind of like a bridge that doesn't really can't take much more water because Mike Evans is another year older. Mm-hmm. I get it. He's a freak. Every year he has 1,000 yards. Chris Godwin's going to miss probably some time, or will he be ready to go by week one?
I think he's going to miss some time.
Yeah, because he got hurt late in the season.
Yeah, and now Tristan Wirfs
going to miss time. They have no left tackle. Baker Mayfield, I'm not saying that he has pressure, but now that he's finally accepted and finally made it and finally has this sort of like house money feel.
He does, yeah.
We'll see if it carries over. Carolina plus 400 and the New Orleans Saints plus 1,100. I think they're both out.
New Orleans Saints have better odds to win the division than the Giants do?
That's right.
Well, I guess it's a weaker division. That makes sense, yeah.
And Atlanta's at plus 225, Tampa Bay at plus 100. I like Atlanta in this division. I like Atlanta. They're younger. They're healthier. They have superstars all over the field on defense and on offense. Obviously, you have their running back in Bijan Robinson. Plus, they run kind of like a dual-headed running back with Algier as well. You have Drake London on the outside, who I think is good. And then, guys, I don't know if you heard this or not, this is the year for Kyle Pitts.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, Mac, your thoughts?
Absolutely.
He's all in. He wants year. Kyle Pitts.
I'm excited to see Michael Penix from the jump.
And then there's your young guy, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. He was my favorite quarterback last year.
It's go out there and have fun, young man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah.
Middle-aged man.
They play week one.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays week one?
Bucks Falcons week one.
Oh, yep. That's a good start.
It's at noon.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, it's a noon game too. Spiro Dides and Solomon Wilcott's coming to you live from a half-filled dome.
If you'd like to have some coin in the Hall of Fame game, you're more than welcome to. It is a pick'em on the spread, and the over/under is 32.5. But the first game of the season, which is 50 days away, not the Chiefs' first game, which is 51 days away. Cowboys in Philly. The lines are out. Philly is a 7-point favorite. And the over-under in that game is 46.5, if you're interested in that. Some other odds within the league. We look at MVP odds. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, the favorites at plus 550. Joe Burrow, plus 650. Mahomes, plus 700. I like that. I think that's a great $25 bet. If you don't want to like, you know, bet the whole house on it, I know some of you out there will bet 100 to try to win 800 total. Jaden Daniels, he's at plus 750. I like that as well. I think he does avoid the sophomore slump. If they win that division, interesting to see what happens out of that.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts, plus 1,700. Justin Herbert, plus 1,800 in your first non-quarterback position with MVP odds. Saquon Barkley at plus 5,000.
Plus, it jumps so much. So much.
Oh, yeah. That's the first one.
And while I'm a Jalen Hurts apologist, and I think he is a really good quarterback, we know Saquon Barkley should have been the MVP last year.
Or Joe Burrow.
Whose turn is it this year?
Joe Burrow's.
Burrow hasn't gotten it yet.
All my money will go on Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes win MVPs.
I think those are two really good bets. The Mahomes bet is great every year because it's always plus money, so you know you're going to win some decent enough cash. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow is the next one, so that seems like the logical pick because that's the way the voters seemingly are voting on this one.
Offensive player of the year, Saquon Barkley, the leader in the clubhouse at plus 650. Slight jump. Then it's Ja'Marr Chase at plus 950. The money that I will be putting on offensive player of the year, which is Jahmyr Gibbs, also plus 950. Derrick Henry at plus 1,600 and Bijan Robinson at plus 1,600. Defensive player of the year award for Chris Jones.
Where's Jefferson on that? Do you see Jefferson? I've got him at plus 14 on FanDuel, and I think that's a good bet, too.
That's a really good bet.
J.J. McCarthy's got to lift him up if he's got 1,600
yards.
Two-time
winner of that award, too, by the way.
There you go.
Chris Jones, odds to win Defensive Player of the Year, plus 6,000.
That's a good bet.
Come on.
That's a good bet.
Yeah.
People are excited about Chris Jones. He's a known player. He starts off really, really hot. You know, those odds are going to drop in a big way. So if you're thinking Chris Jones has that opportunity to be Defensive Player of the Year, get it in at plus 6,000. That's a really good return on investment right there.
Well, he better get 20 sacks.
And again, I know that's the thing, Dusty.
Sorry. It's as much a DN position that it is a quarterback's position of the MVP.
It is.
You're right.
And then Andy Reid, if you want to put your money in again, Bob, on $5 plus 9,000 for Coach of the Year.
Yeah, doesn't have the worst odds, though. No, he does not.
Nick Sirianni, baby.
Coming
up on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty, we go back over the All-Star game and what's the most annoying thing your spouse has done. I don't know what that word means. Is it French,
Done?
German, no. Spouse? I don't know. Bob and Mac will both throw it on this because Spec was hot yesterday in our meeting. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Matt McMullen, Chiefs Insider, will join us.
Uh-oh, breaking news.
Oh, no. BBL?
Yeah, BBL stinky, right?
Mm-hmm.
From The Athletic this morning, LeBron James expects to be back with the Lakers.
Oh.
Yep. Amid the constant speculation about his future, both the Lakers and people close to the NBA's all-time leading scorer expect that he will be with the organization for training camp once the season begins. Make it about me.
Literally.
Nobody wants me. Okay, I'll come back to the Lakers.
All right, I'm coming back.
All the good stuff happening in the NBA. Let me find a way to insert myself into this conversation. And that's him inserting himself into the conversation.
Yep.
It really is.
Oh, shut up.
Man. 8 years ago today on Game of Thrones, Arya Stark avenged House Stark and the Red Wedding by wiping out House Frey. Where is Hannah at with Game of Thrones?
Dude, I haven't told you. Yeah, she rage quit. She couldn't get into it. Didn't like it.
What do you mean by rage quit? Did she storm out of the room?
No, that's I was using that.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It means just
jovially,
cut it off.
Yeah, didn't like it.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know. Gave it almost three seasons.
That's how I am with people.
I can't believe that was eight
years
kidding. Ago.
You're done.
Where are my boys? They're right here, sir. Where? In the pie you're eating. And see you
I
later,
believe that
Walter
was
Frey.
The show Ned used to watch on the treadmill every morning.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was Game of Thrones, yeah. We'll ask him tomorrow when he's on talking about Denny.
Heck yeah, that'll be fun.
People wanting to know how they can leave messages on the Odyssey app are asking. It's not that hard. It says leave message, right?
And
if you can't figure it out, which a lot of us are not technically savvy, just call in tomorrow and talk to Denny live
seriously.
On the air.
Yeah, either one works. But if you just go to that 96.5 The Fan, it'll say listen live. Right next to listen live, it says send a voice message.
Right.
So just do that on your phone.
Just click on it. We can get stuff. Can you play that, Mac, the Dusty Listener one? Because obviously you messed up the computers, apparently, so they don't work for mine. But
messed up the computer?
Oh, yeah. I got you. Give me a second. There we go.
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
Yep. So if you can leave messages like that on the Odyssey app, you can leave good ones for Denny as well.
I need to come over to your house.
Because we got Denny's bachelor party tomorrow beginning at 8:15
right
here on 96.5 The Fan. And I could get that on the AM.
Mm-hmm. I really don't know if that's Buffalo Bill calling into our station.
Could be.
Was she a real big fat person? Yes, sir. She was rather large.
Hey Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
Why couldn't that have been Emily? Coming up.
Oh,
there you go. On 9 o'clock.
I just want to win, Jim.
No doubt.
Men's wieners.
Okay, here we go. We've lost all control of Mr.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh boy.
It's over.
Why are there red arrows all over the building and healthy tips now? Is Roxanne trying to tell us we're all fat?
We're fat. It says water's better than coffee. Sometimes. Also, breaking news out of the golf world, Woodman Clark has been banned from Oakmont Country Club due to his actions following a miscut at last month's U.S. Open, sources confirmed. Wow. Woodman Clark getting banned from Oakmont. Can't throw temper tantrums, apparently. Or punch lockers and destroy the locker
room. Yeah, he was the one who beat up the locker room, right? Good.
He went full Chris Sale, dude. Started cutting jerseys.
Yeah.
People never forget. So
suspended.
Yeah.
So what is Oakmont like? Is this a big deal?
That's a pretty big course on the tour, man.
So do they play there often? Is what I'm saying.
Very often.
Okay. So he's been suspended for how long?
We'll find out until he goes and repairs it himself. Better call Tim the Tool Man Taylor and get in that locker room.
Dude's going to issue an apology, right?
For sure.
And then it's going to be over.
We'll see. Yeah. Or he'll go to live and make a ton of money.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Okay. So, I wanted to talk about this because Speck came into the office yesterday hot.
He really did.
He was pissed.
But it was also a very Spectorian type of thing, right?
He says he gets mad. Because, no, what do you say? I don't know.
For his birthday was on Sunday, okay? And he turned, I don't know, 39, 38 maybe. He's growing up right before our eyes. He is now a growing boy. And so he has a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bizarre.
And you think he's a golfer, right. Likes hockey, likes sports.
Like, easy to buy
golf,
for, right?
Yeah,
like, you give me, you know, like I say all the time, toothbrush heads and AA batteries and I'm content. So for his birthday, he asked his wife for one thing, a month with no Amazon. And I'm like, oh, that's actually a really good idea. I kind of like that. He goes, for my birthday, just don't buy anything on Amazon. Like, you, every day there's a package showing up.
And he hit us with a stat. He said out of 180 days, they had 114 packages
or
something
like that. Almost every day it was. And he was like, and then you're right, he had that stat that was so bizarre. And then I kind of took it to the next step, and he was talking about, you know, throwing out all the trash and all that kind of stuff.
Well, she doesn't break down the boxes.
I said, does your wife break down the boxes? And he said, no. I don't think women do break down the boxes because I find myself, I keep an X-Acto knife on the fridge in the garage because I know nobody's breaking down the boxes. And midweek, I'm going through the recycling bin, breaking down all the boxes because you can't fit anything else in the recycling bin anymore. Does anybody else have that problem? Mac, you're married. Dusty, obviously, soon to be married.
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
Does your fiance, future wife, because my wife doesn't break down the boxes.
Oh, breaking down. Never
breaks down the boxes,
just a
right?
Pile next to the garage door. I'm like, what is this?
Or they're in the recycling bin and they're and you can't fit anything else in there.
Yep.
Matt McMullen, you're going to be in here. Does your wife break down the boxes, Matt? Yes or no? Does not.
Says no.
Not a chance.
Does not. Does anybody's wife break down the boxes?
Absolutely not.
Right? And so they're all just out there. Like, it must be a guy thing. Because every guy's out there with the X-Acto. It's also a little bit of a break, you know, to go out there and do all that kind of stuff. But, like, does anybody's wife break down the boxes from Amazon? And so that's kind of what led us to, like, what's the most annoying thing your wife does?
Yeah.
And Mac is like, breathe. I'm like, oh, my God, Mac. I can't believe you would say that.
Did not say that.
She doesn't like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, doesn't like my TV shows would be maybe one.
Yeah. BBL stinky.
One from the 913 is my wife doesn't open doesn't break down a damn macaroni box.
Yeah, that's like, the other thing, like the macaroni and cheese boxes. Break those things down.
It takes 2 seconds.
Them.
Yes, flatten them, fold them, shove it in there.
Saves so much space in the trash. It really does. And I'm not the trash police, but when you have two kids and a wife that are just throwing things in there, you're like, got to break this stuff down easily. Got to break it down. By Tuesday, our trash comes on Friday. By Tuesday, I'm like, I don't know if we're going to make it this week.
And
they get mad at me. My wife's like, I'll just take it to the school and throw it in the dumpster or an apartment complex. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Break down the boxes and you wouldn't have to schlep trash in your car to a dumpster.
Someone says the worst thing my spouse has ever done was saying I do to me at our wedding. She tells me that all the time. For the 913, my wife does, in fact, break down the boxes. She uses the cardboard cutter I stole from my Amazon job and takes her anger out on the boxes.
Good for her.
Nice.
I like it. Yes, that's the way
scary,
to do it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Somebody 7316 says, I don't think my wife knows that the boxes can be broken down.
That's true.
Ladies, let's hear from you. Why don't you break down the boxes?
Please.
I think we have a lady on the text line that says, I may not break down the boxes, but do you guys fold the laundry?
I do. Yeah, we all do our own laundry in our house. We've gotten to that.
Yeah.
Now, my wife will dump her laundry out, and you'll step all over it for 2 or 3 days. And
Same.
Then the refusal to close the drawers all the way or leave like a piece of clothing hanging out of the drawer drives me nuts. It's the OCD. I know that.
No, that would drive me nuts.
I need smooth drawers.
That. Yes, I don't like that. It doesn't look aesthetically pleasing.
Does not. I need smooth-facing drawers with no clothes hanging out of them.
Hannah will just leave her clothes in the dryer for like 4 days. I'm like, I'm doing my laundry. You need to get this out. You're not living out of the dryer.
The kids will do that, and if it's in there, I just throw it on the floor now. Like back in college, we used to do that. If somebody left their stuff, you know, for too long, you'd throw it on the floor. Tough.
From the 816, want to know.
Imagine doing laundry with Carrington.
From the 816, want to know something full circle. Amazon now sells electric box cutters to break down boxes easier than our wives won't use. As a trash man, please tell your wives to break down boxes. It makes our lives so much easier.
Yes, of course it does.
We're trying.
200%, Bob. I come home to stacks of boxes in the garage.
That's unbelievable. Does anybody's wife break down a box?
Now you guys just struck a nerve. I fold laundry and then my wife refolds it because I did it wrong.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh, just do it yourself. I've had that conversation daily with Jed. You know what? Next time you handle it. Well,
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, you just do it next time.
My old apartment complex had cardboard cops. They would spy on the dumpster and recycling dumpsters, and if you didn't break down your boxes, you got warnings.
Oh, God.
Second offense, you got fined. I didn't know they had HOA apartments.
No kidding.
Coming up on the other side, St. Joe's Finest. I'm just kidding. He'll be there for a while. It's Matt McMullen. He'll join us in studio to talk all things Chiefs here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.